and to get a chance to go today anyway. What's your process heading into the regular season here with Buffs so far?
Yeah, I mean, I think everyone in here would say the same thing. They want to get their intensity up and get up to that regular season speed. You know, preseason's one thing, guys want to get their hands and want to get their feet going, but the physicality and the intensity definitely picks up during the regular season. So you want to have that going come Thursday.
Practice today, is it a vote of confidence for you to get a chance to play with Buff, or how do you look at it?
No, it's it's nice. He's one of the best in the league. So anytime you get to match up with him, life gets a little bit easier for you. He gets things stopped and he moves the puck so well. So makes my job easy. Just back him up and play my game, play physical, and help him out with anything he needs.
Ben, Paul Murray said the other day it showed a lot of your character. You get drilled in the face, come back, you get drilled with friendly fire. I think it was Kulikov that hit you. And
yeah, that was great. Yeah.
Felt good, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Preseason, what's it like to go through something like that? And do you think it says about your character, as Paul does?
I don't know. You can't really eat the last few days. Wife doesn't find you too attractive. Guys are making fun of you. So it's okay. I mean, it's hockey. You get a couple stitches, you better be coming back in the game. That's the way I look at it. It's, if something's not broken, you better be playing.
Defensive practice, they had that intensity that we got so used to seeing last year. I mean, that was something I think that guys were sort of plotted for last year with the way that you guys practiced. And I know that Blake's spoken about how he wants to see you guys get back to that quickly.
Yeah,
did it remind you a bit of last year?
It does. It does. Yeah. And you know what, Blake leads the way, you know, in that sense. He practices 100 miles an hour, and I think that he expects that of everyone else in the room. And so you see that intensity come out in practice, and that's, I think, a big reason why we had success last year is the way we practice. It's intense and it's game-like, and if you're not treating it that way, then guys let you hear it. So it's it's kind of a culture thing that we have in here, that you practice the way you play, and I think it only benefits us.
I guess when you look at your schedule to start the season, Ben, three division rivals all on the road in the first four, and the LA Kings. So I guess you guys have to be ready, because that's a tough schedule right off the bat.
Yeah, I mean, that's just life in the Central. It's, you know, you can win five in a row and there's still someone right behind you that's been doing the same. So it's, you have to be ready every night and you have to be on your game. You can't have any lapses or weeks where your team's kind of floundering. So, you know what? We need to be ready right from the get-go, because you've seen in the past teams come end of October, November, and they're out of the playoff picture, you know, or they're got a real uphill battle to get in. So being ready right from the start is it's going to be important for us.
Do you feel like there will be more of a target on this team's back this year?
I think so, but, you know, you get teams a little more amped up. I mean, it's like a couple of years ago, I remember every time we'd go into Chicago, you're ready for those games because you don't want to get you know what can happen if they get moving and they get the puck moving and we're kind of standing still. So I think you'll see more teams more prepared coming in to play us and bringing their A game. And you know, teams know what our rink is like now and how intimidating it can be. So teams will have their A game coming in to play us. But that's a good thing. I mean, I think it kind of hardens us to play against teams' best games, you know.